From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There was more evidence today that the U.S. economy is slowing down. The government said only 88,000 new jobs were created in April. That's the lowest number in nearly 2.5 years. But if that was bad news, somebody forgot to tell the stock market. The Dow Industrials moved further into record territory today, closing at 13,264. That's up 23 points. The market has been setting records for weeks despite the sputtering economy. NPR's Jim Zeroli looks at some of the reasons why.
These days, the stock market seems to be brimming with optimism and high spirits. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index, which is a broader measure of stock market performance than the Dow, is also headed for a record. But the buoyancy and excitement is belied by the economic data.
The economy has really slowed down.
Alan Skrenka, the chief investment strategist at Edward Jones, notes that the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of just 1.3% during the first 3 months of the year, a big slowdown from a few years ago.
17 Fed rate hikes, the impact of higher energy prices, the housing market slowdown, all those things have combined to bring growth down.
It's not unusual for stock prices and economic data to go in opposite directions. The data reflect how things have been in the past. Stocks are about predicting the future. Skrenka says a lot of investors believe the current slowdown will be over by the end of the year, and they think that a little slowing can be beneficial right now because it may induce the Federal Reserve to begin cutting interest rates. But there may be other reasons why the market is rising, and they stem from weakness as much as strength. Economist Nigel Gault of Global Insight says the housing market has been doing so badly that investors have been looking for new places to put their money.
Right now, real estate is stone cold, and stocks have been hot, so it's not surprising that we would expect some funds diverted from real estate into equities where people can think they can make the best return.
Another reason has to do with stock buybacks by corporations. Charles Biederman of TrimTab's Investment Research says that since 2000, there's been a big increase in companies buying shares of their own stock.
You have a situation where individuals are bearish, the smart money supposedly is bearish, and yet the market keeps going up. Only one reason. There's only one buyer, and that's companies.
Biederman says U.S. companies are flush with cash right now. One thing they're doing with that money is buying other companies, so there's been a big increase in mergers and acquisitions. This week, News Corporation made a high-priced offer to buy Dow Jones. But companies like IBM, DuPont, and PepsiCo are also increasingly using their money to buy back their own stock. When they do that, they take shares off the market, and with fewer shares outstanding, the stock price tends to go up. Biederman says that makes shareholders happy, and it's usually pretty good for management, too.
The people who run companies make more money on the appreciation of their shares than they do in their salaries.
Biederman says the downside is that when companies use their money to buy their own stock, they're not investing as much. They're not spending money on research and development or creating new jobs, activities that would one day benefit the overall economy. But for now, these buybacks are helping to push up stock prices, and that's keeping the stock market thriving at a time when the overall U.S. economy is still in a slow patch. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.